today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. Please be with us.
Ramadan has come and gone. Eid has dawned upon us. Thank you, Allah, for this blessing day. It's a time of happiness, a time of joy. Thank you, Allah, for this blessing day. Eidun sa'idun, yawmun farhanun, yawmun jameelun, Eidun sa'idun.
Today, Tuesday, is the 2nd of Shawwal 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Ordibehesht 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 3rd of May 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Eid al-Fitr, a unique festival time of joy for Muslims. Today, again, we're going to speak about Eid.
نبلغاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
Eid al-Fitr festival of Fitr is the most important festival in the Islamic calendar. The day does not mark any historical event or episode, but its existence provides the Muslim for an occasion to offer thanks to Allah for having given him the strength and the will to observe fast during the holy month of Ramadan. It is also an occasion for prayers when the Muslims gather in large congregations, standing shoulder to shoulder, to demonstrate the equality and equity, which is the inherent feature of Islamic society all over the world. But the greatest significance of this day of rejoicing lies in the fact that on this day, every Muslim is enjoined to give the needy food at the rate of the prescribed weight per every member of his household, including servants and guests who were sheltered under his roof the preceding event, including servants and the guests who are in his or in her house.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastayn. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with Eid al-Fitr. Imam Ali alayhi salam gives a very succinct definition. وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ لَا يُعْصَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَهُوَ عِيدٌ. And any day, any single day on which no sin is committed, it's the feast. So we find that, I mean, the feast in this regard from the purely Islamic perspective isn't just a single opportunity or a single day or a couple of days appreciated or, for example, observed for any triumph for any or for any, for example, social event or so. Rather, the feast from a purely Islamic perspective receives another meaning and another significance, and it's related to piety. So we find that observing piety makes a minimal condition or a basic and fundamental condition for appreciating a day as feast or as a special occasion for celebrating anything. However, and in this regard, we find that the Eid al-Fitr is in fact the Eid or celebration of our return to our instinct, to our innate nature. Those people whose fasting and performing religious prayers has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for which they've been rewarded, they can be sure to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr at the end of the month of Ramadan. We find that also Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam indicated that on the eve of Fitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive as many people as He has forgiven on other nights of the month Ramadan and throughout the month Ramadan. So we find that the month Ramadan is in its entirety the month of receiving divine mercy right from its inception up to its final stage. And on the eve of the feast of the Lesser Bayram, Eid al-Fitr, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace becomes doubled or tripled for other people. I mean, He multiplies His grace for everybody, for all people. At the same time, we find that the day, the first day of Ash-Shawwal is the Eid al-Fitr, that is the Lesser Bayram, and this is the beginning of another lunar month with its own calendar and its own events. Thank you.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah.
Eid al-Fitr serves a threefold purpose. It places upon every Muslim the obligation to remember Allah and offer Him thanks. It offers him an opportunity of a spiritual stocktaking in that he can now ponder over the strength of his will or the weakness of his character. As the case may be, which manifested itself in the preceding month, it also is day for haves to share a portion of what they have with haves nots. And for those persons who disobey this command of Allah, this is the day of an end to the month-long pangs of conscience, inner struggle, and continuous realization of the feebleness of his character. So the training period of Ramadan has come to an end. Now we are entering the area of normal activities of life. If the lessons learned in Ramadan have left their marks upon our character, we are now entitled to enjoy Eid al-Fitr.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid al-Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart.
God's invitation to those who have turned their backs to Him. We should ask Allah the Exalted to generously give values to prayers of our dear people in this month. O He who collects the little that is given to Him and shows gratitude for the paltry that is done for Him. O He who shows gratitude for the small and rewards with the great. O He who comes close to Him. O He who invites to Himself him who turns his back on Him. This is the dua that Imam Sajjad would recite on a day like this on Eid al-Fitr, and he would also teach others to recite it. If you take one single step towards Allah, He will help you move closer to Him. Those who have turned their backs on God and religion, Allah the Exalted invites them to turn to Him out to His mercy and kindness. This is divine mercy and grace by Allah's favor. Youth who develop certain spiritual characteristics in this month will preserve these characteristics. By Allah's favor, they will preserve these spiritual characteristics until the end of their lives or at least until the next month of Ramadan. The next Eid al-Fitr, we should preserve our close bond with the Holy Quran, our attention to Allah, our involvement in divine remembrance, our presence in the arenas in which Allah, the Exalted, wants His servants to be present, including the arenas relating to our inner self and the arenas relating to the world of Islam society and Islamic Ummah.
The sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that it's narrated that one day on the day of Eid, he ascended the pulpit and he gave this beautiful lecture. And then he says, وَذْكُرُوا بِرُجُوعِكُمْ إِلَى مَنَازِلِكُمْ رُجُوعَكُمْ إِلَى مَنَازِلِكُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And he says, when you finish the salah and you finish everything and you go back home, everyone wants to go back to his house, remember on the day of judgment, after Allah tries us, the believers, how we go to our homes in the paradise, in heaven. So he says, remember, throughout the day of Eid, remember the day of judgment. The Holy Quran says, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. People, most people see the day of judgment as if it'll never come. It's so far. It'll come in a billion years. Allah says, وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. But I, Allah, see it so close. It will pass by less than a second. Ask an old man that lived 90 years. How fast did your life go by? He'll tell you, just yesterday I was a young guy. Life passes by so fast, this entire world will finish before the blink of an eye. So, this is how we spend the day of Eid, and that's why it's unique. It's not like other holidays. We spend it with Allah, thanking Allah for the blessings, praying to Allah, seeking Allah's guidance, trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Imam after that in his speech, and he says, this day, there is a gift. There is a prize that Allah will give to all the believers. But what is that prize, you might ask? It's a day of celebration. And any day of celebration, brothers and sisters, there has to be prizes. There has to be gifts. There is no holiday without gifts. And that's why on this day, we're celebrating and there's gifts. But what's that gift that we're all happy about, you might ask? What are we so happy about? Why is it a day of joy? Are we happy that the month of Ramadan finished? Now, for some people, they're happy that they no longer have to fast. Some people, they'll just come out and frankly tell you, I'm sick and tired of fasting. Alhamdulillah, no more fasting. That's why I'm so happy. That's why I can't wait until Eid comes. That's why if they tell me Eid's not Thursday, it's Friday, I'll go crazy. Because he wants to eat. It's about the desires. There are some people like that. But that's not why the believers are happy. That's not why we, the believers, are joyously celebrating this day. We rejoice, we're happy. Then what are we happy about? Ramadan is the best month out of the year. So why are we happy that this beautiful occasion ended? We should be sad. We should be depressed. And there are some people that I know, brothers and sisters, that on the night of Eid, those true pious mu'mins. But what are we celebrating? The gifts of God, this prize of God, it's not like your average gift that kings give. He mentions what that prize is and why we're so happy on the day of Eid. The Imam, he says, Ibadallah, inna adna ma lissa'imeen wassa'imat an yunadihim malakun fi akhir yawmin min shahri Ramadan. He says, Allah will give many prizes. And the smallest of those prizes, the least of those prizes, is that the angel will make a call. And he will say, to all those that did fast, the men that fasted, the woman that did fast on the entire month of Ramadan, and what does he tell them? Abshiru ibadallah. Servants of Allah, be happy because I have a message of glad tidings. I have good news for you. What is it? He says, فَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أو فقد غفر لكم ما سلف من ذنوبكم. Allah has forgiven all your sins.
Happy Eid, and congratulations to you. Keep us in your dua and prayers. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah